Spillwords.com presents That Starry Night, written by Yvonne Leslie Denise Mullins. That night, the sky was of a very particular shade of blue. The very same hue of the semi-precious stone lapis lazuli, an artist's go-to for richness of depth and translucence of color. I saw that it seemed of such a royal blue, it reminded me of the shimmering silks I had once seen being carried by a rich merchant in Jerusalem. Or even the glimmering waves I'd watched on the shore by the Sea of Galilee. My breath caught slightly, as I remembered the lulling of the waters lapping gently upon the golden sand. Both memories tugged at my heart because I was alone and suddenly missed my home. The shadow of pain crossed my face, but at once I felt the little form shift inside of me. As always, bringing me back to the present, my hand swiftly stroked the skin which encased my child, who would presently be born. Immediately, all my doubts and anxieties fell away, and a small smile came about my face, as he reassured me, like his little presence always did. I hadn't traveled much in my life, though most recently I had gone quite far afield on a visit to my Aunt Sarah. She too had been expecting a child, and we were so thrilled and excited to see one another. She told me that she felt the child in her womb jump for joy in his recognition of the Savior in my womb. I did blush, then I myself, quite out of the blue, exalted the Lord my God in such a beautiful way, that I didn't quite know how the words came to me. A light breeze stirred, and I pulled my woven cape around me. My mother made me this as her wedding gift. It was soft and the color of oatmeal and smelt of her and home. I remembered her spinning the lamb's wool, before weaving it on her little loom. It was shortly before I'd met the angel. So strange, the baby gently nudged me again. I was waiting for Joseph to return. We had arrived in Bethlehem just as night was falling. I had never seen the little town so busy. It was all because of Caesar's census. Everyone had to be registered and had to travel here to do it. We'd come through the town trying every inn along the way, but all of them had been full. I was so tired by now, and Joseph had seen that. On setting out together, it had seemed like a great adventure. Though after a long day of traveling across the bumpy roads, on Reuben our donkey, we all needed rest and water. After fetching us some from the well, Joseph had left us by a little sheltered garden, while he went hurriedly to find somewhere for us to stay for the night. He'd sensed more than I that I was close to my time. I looked up again into the night and I spied the first silver star. As soon as that popped alight, its twinkling dazzling my eyes, it seemed as though the whole galaxy switched on and like a myriad of glistening diamonds in a vast eternal crown, settled into the dark blue sky. The fragrant landscape had me close my eyes for a moment before I sensed that Joseph had come back. He told me I looked so beautiful and kissed me lightly on the forehead. He said that he'd found us some shelter. An old innkeeper had said that we could use their barn for the night if we didn't mind sharing with some animals. Thankfully, it wasn't far, and we both soon made a comfortable bed from the hay which was strewn around the bier. Joseph fetched out the food we'd brought with us, and we ate a little and spoke lovingly to one another. I soon fell into a light sleep. Joseph watched over me, just as he always did. As well as our own donkey, an ox had been stabled for the night. Joseph quietly closed the barn doors, and keeping a small oil lamp alight laid down close to me. Then he too fell asleep. Everything seemed to happen so suddenly, yet calmly and peacefully at the same time, in the middle of that glorious night. Even the sounds the animals normally made, became quieted and muted at that reverent moment when I brought our blessed Savior into the world. Time seemed to cease to exist, as I looked with awe upon the heavenly beauty of my child. Was I dreaming? I asked myself and sought out Joseph, in my astonishment. However, he too was transfixed by the mystery of this birth. An extraordinary light had suffused the barn, brighter than any light I had ever seen before in my life. Night had suddenly somehow become day. Then I saw it, through the window of the barn, a star, so low and large and bright, it was almost unimaginable. I looked at the illumined face of my child lying so sweetly and innocently in my arms and suddenly saw the dust motes in the musty barn turn instantly golden. They seemed to dance and swirl and form a golden halo about his blessed head. The golden motes multiplied and drifted from the baby, to form halos around both his mother's and his father's heads too. Then the silence of the barn broke, and a tremendous sound of stringed music and pleasant yet unearthly singing voices, which were as clear as tinkling crystal glass, filled my senses. I looked at Joseph, who was as astounded as I was, but he came to me and we hugged and both laughed aloud, with both fear and trembling and joy. As I cradled my baby in my arms, I had never felt such overwhelming joy and emotion. Who wouldn't? It was a completely joyous moment, and we knew that our child Jesus was at the center of it. Alleluia, the angels sang, in announcement of this world-changing event which had taken place, in this little secluded humble barn in Bethlehem. Please leave this field empty, never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts: Yvonne Leslie Denise Mullins, born and live in London. Latest posts by Yvonne Leslie Denise Mullins. See all. That Starry Night, January 6, 2025.